Culture and capabilities. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines corporate culture or organizational culture as follows. The set of important assumptions that members of the company share. It is a system of shared values about what is important and shared beliefs about how the company works. These common assumptions influence the ways the company operates. Culture is a driver of strategic capability when the values and beliefs match the goals of the organization. The most dangerous aspect of culture in terms of change, difficulty, and transformation success risk are the underlying assumptions per the definition. These are like the much larger portion of an iceberg that is below the waves and sinks ships. For example, people may assume that silos are inevitable and will discount arguments for value stream processes. Another example is the not invented here syndrome, such as ruling out good ideas just because they come from a consultant. Even a simple idea like a great name for the transformation program can start building a productive set of cultural assumptions. Areas for positive culture development include principles, values, and behaviors, collaborative behavior, and ability to openly share ideas and explore them. An important behavior change for transformations is a bias for quick wins and overall implementation speed. This can be done by helping people develop guidelines or heuristics to improve rapid decision-making and by providing training on decision-making processes. People need to learn to break a problem down into manageable portions while still seeing how it contributes to the big picture. Rigorous change management is needed to empower staff in these ways. While it will be difficult enough to turn a good culture into a great one, turning any type of negative culture into a positive one is a far more serious problem. An organization's capabilities need to be understood so gaps can be assessed and plans can be made to address them. A given supply chain that is being designed will require a specific set of capabilities. These include staff capabilities, such as familiarity with a given customer segment, knowledge of their operations and how to handle the relationship, or data analytics. Process capabilities, such as the ability to prioritize more valuable customers, to perform a process quickly, or to balance variable workloads profitably. Information and technology capabilities, such as replenishment plan sharing. Innovation capabilities, such as for incremental change, continuous improvement, radical change, entirely new business models, or rapid change. The organization also needs to be able to cope with the accelerating rate of change. It is important that customer segment profitability be taken into account when considering capabilities. Highly profitable customers get high service levels. Mid-tiers can be offered some discounts and some special handling or better cycle times. Low-profit or unprofitable customers need to be given standard, efficient options or be made profitable by requiring premiums for additional services. Building a rapid transformation network. In Accelerate, John P. Cotter spells out a process for timely and agile strategic change. He argues that traditional organizational structures are necessary and efficient for running the organization, but they can't innovate like an entrepreneurial startup. Startups often use a network structure, so Cotter argues for a dual operating system, sort of a left-brain logical side and right-brain creative side system. Top management needs to champion, support, and sustain this network to give it legitimacy, which is vital because the network is not part of the hierarchy. Network relationships form spontaneously. Exhibit 1-50 shows the division of responsibilities. Cotter sets principles, recruit from all organizational levels, enlist volunteers and don't volunteer people, sell people on being part of a bigger cause, emphasize leadership over management, and share staff. No payroll increase. Cotter's 8 accelerators are principles to speed implementation of a change driver he calls the big opportunity. The accelerators are paraphrased here. Big opportunity and urgency. Find a big opportunity and create a sense of urgency around it, getting buy-in and enthusiasm from many people. People who feel this urgency will be thinking continually about how to advance the goal. Guiding coalition as change agents. The first big opportunity helps form the core of the network. A guiding coalition forms, but will need guidance to understand how a network needs to differ from a hierarchy, less bureaucracy, vision, and inspiration. The network forms a vision for the big opportunity and develops related strategic initiatives, starting with what inspires the coalition. Legion of volunteers. The network creates an army of volunteers vetted for commitment and capability. Cotter indicates that a network of 5 to 10% of the workforce is sufficient. Obstacle and duplication avoidance. Members remove obstacles to ensure rapid progress. They avoid duplications of effort on the hierarchical side. Credibility through wins. The network proves its worth by creating quick wins as well as bigger wins that have strategic relevance. The network gains credibility. Self-sustaining network. The network sustains itself by recognizing and supporting numerous sub-initiatives, which provide quick wins. Institutionalized. Successful initiatives are incorporated into the organization's hierarchical structure. The culture supports changes necessary, building organizational subcultures. In transforming supply chains, Fitorn and Ellis argue for developing a set of organizational subcultures. These can include hierarchical, direct control, and internal focus. Rational, direct control, and external focus, becoming result-oriented, group, indirect control, and internal focus, working for consensus, and entrepreneurial, indirect control, and external-focused subcultures. Gattorna and Ellis also argue that the traditional hierarchy should remain in place to manage functions. Also, they recommend that a set of subcultures be created to better serve each identified supply chain customer segment. For example, for a customer-supplier long-term collaboration segment, the organization creates a subculture that is biased toward relationship management capabilities. These subcultures would be part of dedicated, co-located, or virtual agile teams, but people might switch teams for cross-training. The key benefit of this concept is that not every person in an organization needs a culture change to get the performance improvement benefits of a culture change. The main culture does need to change, but only in ways that enable these small teams to succeed, meaning that they remove blockers so those teams can get things done fast.